Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated b'zchus Refuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin. Welcome back, everyone. Very geshmak daf today. A lot of you say this. It's many places. First, start with the topic of Rava on the bottom of Tezayin Mabez. Tzorach Shehiel Amalkos, Ein Tzorach Shehiel Amalkos. It was a din of Shia said for only for carbon or even for Malkos. So Taz explains later on, and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Divrei Amaskol Tzorech Shehiya. Taz says that Rav is talking about the person was Nitma Ba'oines. He's in the Mikdash, he went in his Torah, and then he was Nitma Ba'oines. So now the question is, he has to leave, and if does he need a Shir Shehiya, or is Chayiv even before a Shir Shehiya? However, if he was metame himself b'mezid once he was in the mikdash, then he's for sure chayev miyad. The Ramban says because we give him hasura, don't be metame you. He has an isra to be metame himself, so therefore he's chayev miyad. We'll see more about this later on in the shir. Hakoponim Rav was mistabik whether you need shia for malchus just like karban, only chayev b'chdei ishtachavaya, or if you're chayev right away. Now it's something rough. Now, for sure, don't mean right away, mamish. If as soon as he's tummy, he runs out of the mikdash, there's nothing to be metame him. It means he'll show you a little bit, but not the shir of shehiya. That's already mavur and Rashi. For omar pachos mikdei shehiya. There, you need an omar. You need some amount of shehiya to be mechayev him. If he leaves, then he's pashur an oynes. Case was not an oynes, but by korban it was said a kula that you have kidei shir ishtachavaya. Was that said for malakas also? So Tesis and Daf Yudzayin and Aleph to Rimatzchel Oy. Tesis deals with a very important question here that we're talking about a chiv of Malkus. And Malkus, we know the klal is that Lash Ein Vomaisa Ein Leikin Aleh. So the question of the Gemara is: do you chayv miyad or do you need shir shehiya? But either way, how could you be chayv Malkus without doing a maisa? The tumah itself was ba'inus, and then afterwards there was no maisa to mechayv you. So today is a mitzadid that we're talking about the man damer lavshin b'maisa leikin alav, or the gemara means the isra malchus, but you won't actually get malchus because there's no maisa. Today, however, has wanted to say that al pishitas Rav Ashi in Makis daf chafalif, that Rav Ashi says by a person puts on a beged of shatnez, and they tell him al tilbash, she's chay for each hasra. So Rav Ashi says there that it's considered lav sheyesh by maisa. Each time it's considered lav sheyesh by maisa. If he's shoya shehir, shir of taking it off, considered lav sheyesh by maisa, because the original putting on the beggar was idea maisa. Therefore, the whole continuation of having the beggar on him that he's constantly over for, that's called idea maisa. So he's want to say that also by us, because the person went into the mikdash, so the going into the mikdash was on idea maisa. So that could be considered that the whole act was done idea maisa. Taisus is unsure whether Rav Bibi there in the Makis argues on Abaye and Rav Ashi la halacha about this, but at least if you Rav Ashi, Taisus assumes that because the beginning was idea maisa, therefore the whole thing is called elav sheyesh bo maisa. The Mishnah Melech in Paragimo Bias Mitzah Shalacha Chav Aleph deals with this question about Richus Raya's all throughout Shas. A person does something idea maisa. Does that mean that anything that comes as a result of that maisas is also called the lav sheyesh b'maisa? Or we need that the avira happens b'shaitoi ideya maisa mamish. Mishmelech has it sad to say that very mistaver chiluk that there's an avkamina between the sugi and makis and our sugi. Sugi and makis, the person put on shatnez, a beged of shatnez. So he did the tchilas avira ideya maisa. So then we can say all the continuation of that is also called Olav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. Ashenki in the Sugi by us is talking about when he went into the Mikdash, he was Tor. So it's true there was an act of going into the Mikdash, but that's not the act that's Mechayiv him in any way, because that act was Mutter. It's only later on that he became Tomei, so that created the problem. So then we could say that there, it's not called that it started Idea Maisa, even though it physically started Idea Maisa, but it's not called Olav Sheyesh Bo Maisa, because the Lav itself had no Maisa in it. Rakabanim our Tais is not Mechalik and Taisal, that even by us, with fear of Ashi, it would be called a lav sheyesh bo maisa, because because the story started on Day of Maisa. He went into the Mikdash on Day of Maisa. The Maariv Tzchias by us has many questions on Tosfos. Don't want to get into all the rayas right now. Look, the Stiper and Simon Gimel says a Yisoid to explain the Tosfos, the answers of the questions of the Achronim. Stapler says that if the Isser itself is Idei Shev Val Taisa, so therefore, then it doesn't matter if a person did Idei Maisa. For instance, that's the Nidun of Taisis earlier on in Shavuos and Daf Dalet, when a person made a Shavua that'll eat a Kikar. So the way that he could be over the Isser is by not eating the Kikar. That's the way to be over the Isser. So it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa to be over the Isser. If a person now goes and burns the Kikar, or he throws it into the Yam, it's still called the Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Because the Lav B'Yisayid was without a Maisa. The way to be over the Lav is by not doing anything. So then the Lav is called the Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Mashenkin by us, the Isser is to do something. The person, it's Osrim to be Mitami himself. So here he was the Maisa Nitma B'Oines, and then he had a Shehiya. But the type of Isser is an Isser She'esh by Maisa. Because the Isser is an Isser She'esh by Maisa, So then it's enough that it was done Idei in action, that there's an action involved to be called a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa in order to get Malkus. Taisa adds another point, which adds to a very big Yisoid here in the Sugya. Taisa says that also by us, it's just like in the Gemara and Malkus. Ravashi says you need the Shira of Pshita and Levisha to be Chayev. So also by us, for B'yes Mikdash, that you're Chayev on Shehiyah, you need the Shira of if you see the Knesa, to be considered like you went back into the, like you went into the Mikdash, like that there's a B.S. Mikdash, you need Yitzio, the Shir of Yitzio Knesa. And in the Tzad of Loi Gemiri Shehi Malkis, so you're high for that Shir. You're high for the Shir of Yitzio Knesa. And even in the Tzad, that's on the Tzad of Loi Gemiri. And the Tzad of Gemiri is that it's not enough with the Shir of Yitzio Knesa. You also need the shear of Ishtachavoya. And let the person becomes Tamei at the Pesach of the Azara. So the shear of Yitzio Knisa is 1 second. And the shear of Ishtachavoya is 20 seconds. So it's not good enough with the 1 second of Yitzio Knisa, but you also need the shear of Ishtachavoya. That's the opinion of Taisus. Taisus, Taisarosh, the Ritva, they all say this, that this Yisoid, that by us to be Chayiv, you need the shear of Yitzio Knisa. And that's Pashut. And the need of the Gemara is, do you additionally also need the Shir of Ishtachavoyah? However, in the Rambam, there's no mention that you need the Shir of Knesa V'Yetziah. It's not in the Rambam that Shir is not Shaykh B'chlal to the Inyan of Tumah, of Shehiyah, with B'yas Mikdash. So it seems that the machlekes here, we started mentioning yesterday, at the end of the shir, it seems that the machlekes here is a machlekes in Yisoidistik in the din of, in the whole din of Shia. That's the, from the Sefer Ber Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Arieli, Rabbi Asher Arieli's father, explains, Simen Chav Alef, that Tesis holds that the din of Shia, when a person is Tami Bifnim and he's Chai for the Shia, it's not a new parsha. It's Nisrambe that also this is called B'yas Mikdash. Even though normally B'yas Mikdash is a Tummy went in, and here your Tar went in and then you became Tummy inside, it's enough Kamina. It's also a form of B'yas Mikdash. So therefore, in order to get the Isser of B'yas Mikdash, we need the Inyan of Yitzio Knisa. In order to see that when you're staying around in the Mikdash, when you're Tummy, that it's Kilu called the B'yas Mikdash. So when you went in, you were Tar. So what do we chayiv you? That right now you did a B'yas Mikdash. So in Cain, you need a shear of Yitzio Knisa, like same thing by Shanis. That by Shanis, just like there's an issue to put on a Beged of Shanis. So when you're wearing a Beged of Shanis, you can't keep it on. Why? Because it's also considered like you took it off and put it back on again. As long as you keep on wearing the Beged, we see that it's a new action, Ki'ilu, a new action of taking it off and putting it back on. So also in the Mikdash, you went into, even though you are in the Mikdash and you became Tamei in the Mikdash, the fact that you're waiting around in the Mikdash, so that's Kilu, you went out and you went back in. So it's Pashut, you need the Shear of Yitzia and Knesa. Now it's Pashut. The Nidain is, do we see that you also need the Shear of Ishtachavaya, and the additional Shear of Kadei Ishtachavaya in order to be Chayiv? That's according to Tesis. However, the Rambam holds not this way. The Rambam holds that you don't need the shear of Yetzio Kenisa, because the Rambam holds that the inyan of Shehiya Kedesh Tachavaya was not that it was nischarish. This also a bias mikdash. No, it was said a new parsha that when you're nitma bachutz, so it's usher to go in, and when it's nitma bifnim, it's usher to stay around. It was a new parsha, new iser, not the same thing as bias mikdash. So we don't need to see in this that you went out and you went back in. Here, the yisoid of the iser is the shehiya shabai. And that's why you and mainly the Rambam holds there's no inyan that you there's no reason to need Mashir Yetzia and Kenisa. But Yaakov wants to explain with this yisoid another point in the Rishonim here. That the Rishonim asks a question by the Sofik of Rava, how do you get Malkus? That you can get Malkus for waiting around for Shehiya. You get Malkus, Shainim asks that it's Asra Sofik. Just like the Gemara says that when a person makes a shvu that'll eat the kikar today, so it's asra safi, because at what point do you master him that he has to eat it? Or you so here also it's asra safi, because at the beginning of the shia maybe he won't be a shayit. The Midrash answers the question that you're master him at the last second. If the shir of Hishtachavoya is 20 seconds. So the last second you master him, that's called therefore it's not a problem of Hasra Safik. L'chor Tadavar Tamua, what was the question of the Rishonim here? When a person, let's say, is eating Isser, he's eating Chazer, and he eats half a Kazayas right now, and he waits a minute, and then he eats the second half of a Kazayas. So he's Chayef. As long as he eats a Bichdei Achilas Pras, he's Chayef. So let's ask a question. When do we give him Hasra? We give him Hasra at the beginning, right? But at the beginning, he only did half an Isser. So it's Hasra Sofik, because he might not eat the second half of an Isser. No one ever asked such a question, because no problem of Hasra Sofik there. The Hasra is when a person starts doing the Avira. Eating the Isser is the beginning, eating the Chazer is the beginning of the Avira. There's a Shear. How much you have to eat? You have to eat a Kizayis. So when you conclude the Shear, so then you concluded the Maisa Avira. But the Hasra comes at the beginning of the Maisa Isser. So the Chayr by Shehi, it's the same thing. A person becomes Tamei in the Azara. That's a problem. He can't be Tamei when he's in the Azara. So he has to leave right away. So he stays around in the Azara for a few seconds. He did a Maisa Isser. He only concludes the Shear. It's a Shear. So the Shear is only concluded when he's Shoye Kedei Yishtachavaya. So we can give him Asra the first second. As soon as he became Tamei, we tell him, get out of the Azara. Don't stay around. If you stay around, you're gonna get Malkus. And he stays. So he already started a Maisa Isser. Now there's a Shear. The Shear of the Shehiya has to be Kedei Yishtachavaya. So why is that called the Hasra Sofik? It's Chor Muchach in the Gemara here, says the Bar Yaakov, that no, that this is not an aspect of Shi'urim Bichlal. It's not that if a person stays around for a few seconds and it's not a Kedei Yishtachavaya, he didn't do a Chati Shear of Isser. It's not called an Isser Bichlal. The Midaraisa, there's no problem. Even though Chati Shir Osir Minatayir, a person who needs half a Kezayis of Chazer, isn't it? That's an Isser Daraisa. That's because he did a Maisa Isser and it's lacking in the Shir. Mashenkin by us, it's not lacking in the Shir Bichlal. As long as he doesn't stay around Kedei Yishtachavaya, then that's not called a Maisa Avir. So the question is, why not? Why is it not called an Avir Bichlal? There's the Bar Yaakov that if you ask in the Rambam, the din of Shehiya wasn't said as a way to do Bias Mikdash. Rather, the din of Shehiya was said is that's the whole Parsha. There's Shehiya Bituma in the Azara is what's Metame, is an Isser. So, and the Shehiya was said that the Shehiya has to be a Shehiya of Kedei Yishtachavaya. That's what the Shehiya is. So, Kolman, you didn't do that Shehiya, then you didn't do a Shehiya Bichlal. The Torah was Mechayiv you for Shehiya. It wasn't Mechayiv you for Bias Mikdash. And you need a certain amount of time to be called Bias Mikdash. There is Mechayiv you for Shehiya. It's only, till then, it's not called a Shehiya Bichlal. You're not called lingering. Lingering has that amount of time is without that, it's not called a Cheft of Shehiya. So that's why you would, there's no Avir Bichlal until you conclude the time. That's what he says. I personally could have understood that even on the other side, even on Lefi Tesis, that the Inyan of Shehiya is a way to get to Bias Mikdash. Also could be that until you get to this Shear, then it's not called a shehiya bichlal. It's not that you started a shehiya. Let's if the shear is yitzia v'knisa, then in order to see a new coming into the mikdash, you need to be around there in the time of going out and coming back in. So until you did that, if it's lacking in that time, then I don't see that you came in again. The mechayev is only for coming in again, only if you could get out and come back in. Or when it was said the shear of ishtachavaya also. Shear of ishtachavaya is it's me'en and avoida. That you have to be around the time, even though you didn't do an actual ishtachavaya, you were there for the time that you could have done ishtachavaya, that gave you the opportunity to do a me'en and avoida. So that's also, that's the bet that you were there this amount of time, so we see that you were shaykh tavoida, kiyu you did an avoida. Until you did that, then you didn't do anything. So it's lacking in the entire Indian bichlal. Person could have heard that you need that it's clear in the Rishonim that the Avera only starts at the end of the Shehiyah. Until then, there's no Isser Bechlal. It's not an Indian of Shiurim. Personally, I think you could understand that in both sides of this Chakira. The next Sofik of the Gemara, Sofik of Rava, Tolatz Moi Ba'Avir Azara. The person was telling himself in the Avir Azara. If he argues so, the question is, Do we need a shehiya which is basish tachavoya? And shehiya that's not basish tachavoya, so there's no din of there's no shear of shehiya. Or the shear of tachavoya would say even in the avir azara, even though it's not shayach tachavoya. So you see here, derech agav, that tachavoya is totally in the karka. Actually, the pasuk that the Gemara brought earlier, pasuk in Divrei Hayomim and Daf Tazayim Reis, the kol bnei Yisrael roim beredes ha'eish uchvayd Hashem al habayis. They bow down on the ground, on the ritzpah. See that ishtachavaya? The way to do ishtachavaya is on the floor. So that's what the Gemara says here. In the air, it's not shaykh to do ishtachavaya. So and the question is, do we need the shir shahiyah when you actually could do ishtachavaya the way it's done, or not? So we see that at least one side of the Gemara here holds that the tzad that it was not said the shir of Shkidei Ishtachavoya in the Avir Azara. We see that the Indian of Kidei Ishtachavoya is not just a shir Be'alma. Let's say it takes 20 seconds for Kidei Ishtachavoya. So the Halacha Mashmi Sinai B'Pshuta, it was said that shir of 20 seconds is called a shir. The Torah didn't talk in seconds for whatever reason. It gave a shir of the amount of time that it takes for ishtachavoya, but really the kavan of the halacha was 20 seconds. So then it makes there's no tzad here that you should need a shehiyah which is shaykh to do it in ishtachavoya. So for sure, this side in the Gemara that avir azara wasn't said the shir of kedei ishtachavoya. We see that the inyan of kedei ishtachavoya was the inyan of the shir. The shir was the amount that it takes for ishtachavoya. Be'etzem, I didn't see anyone talk about this, but Ma'idi Yishladim, that Ishtachavaya for sure is different, Luchar is different in different people. Person is healthy and young and able-bodied, some Ishtachavaya is very quick. Take an old man in his 80s and 90s, some Ishtachavaya takes a lot longer. It's talking that the Shir of Ishtachavaya is telling each person to be himself. How long it takes him to do Ishtachavaya. The Shir wasn't just said as a amount of time and the way it was said within the words of Kedei Ishtachavaya. The Shir was the amount of time it takes you to do ishtachavaya. So that's why the Gemara holds that there's a tzad to say that we need a place that you can do ishtachavaya. And Kimiduma, even the second sign of the Gemara that holds that it was said this year in the Avir Azara, means you don't need kidei ishtachavaya where you are right now. You need ishtachavaya when you'd be on the floor of the Azara. But still, the shir was said in the amount of time that it takes you to do ishtachavoya. The shir was mitla toli in ishtachavoya mamish. However, we see that from this side of the Gemara. Just another place where we see this also, l'chayra, is the Hemshech of the Gemara. Gemara is a suffix by Ravashi, has a suffix by Nazir. Was the shir of ishtachavoya said only bifnim, or even bachutz, even by Nazir, which is bachutz? So Rashi says, what's the difference between bifnim and chutz? Rashi says, bifnim gemiri shehiya, betumas azara deshaycha bo ishtachavoya. Because it's shaykh ishtachavoya. What does Rashi mean? Nazir also could bow down. Obviously, Rashi means pashut that the inyan of ishtachavoya is me'en and avoida. A kohen, some as a person is not allowed to walk into the heichal. Even a kohen is not allowed to walk into the heichal for no purpose. A kohen is allowed to walk in order to bow down. Ishtachavoya is a type of avodah. So, and we understand that it's done bifnim. That's in the Azara. That's the place to do ishtach avoyah. In the Beis HaMikdash, that's the place to do ishtach avoyah. So that's why, that was the suffix of Rav Ashi, where Rashi explains that could be the shir of ishtach avoyah was only said in a place where it's makes sense to do avoyah. Meaning, you're waiting, instead of going out, you're continuing being in the place that you're supposed to be, and your mom is being a kfiyas over there. You're doing an avoida. You're bowing down. You're supposed to be going out. Why are you staying in and doing something which is me'ein avoida? Ishtach avoya. So that's where the shir of kadei ishtach avoya is. Mashenian by a nazir can bow down in the Beis HaKvaros. There's no sheiches. The problem is because of the tumah, he has to get out of the Beis HaKvaros. So there's no chisaron, there's no inyan of the shir of ishtach avoya by a nazir. So that was the subject of the Gemara. We see also over there that the inyan of ishtach avoya is very connected to the shir. The shir was said as a shir because of ishtach avoya. So the subject in the Gemara which stays as a suffix later of Rav Ashi, it says maybe you need where only a place where ishtach avoya makes sense. Mashein kein. In by nazir doesn't make sense in Yom Ishtach Havoyah. Why should we need Ishtach Havoyah? It's not related to Havoyah. And from this topic of Rava by the Avir Azara, we see that you have to be able to do the actual Ishtach Havoyah. One time in the Gemara is that you need to be able to do the Ishtach Havoyah in this place where you actually are right now. In the topic of Rava here, that whether you need Shir Ishtach Havoyah by the Avir Azara or not, it's not, Rava doesn't speak out on what's the tzad that you don't need it. On the tzad that you don't need it, what do you need? So the Rosh says, you're chayiv for the shehiyah miyad. I mean, as long as you're shoya a second, a moment, so you're chayiv. Like the previous suffix in Rava by Malkus, that you can't be chayiv for when it was not said the din of shehiyah, so you're chayiv right away. The Sorach Yitzayna always is that you'd be chayiv right away. Torah gave me a kula of shir kedei ishtach avoyah. So when I don't have that kula of kdei ishtach avoya, like by Malkus, lefi datzad, or here by the Avir Azara, so then I go back to needing to saying that the shir is miyad. That's what Teis Rosh says. L'chayru you would say, Teis Rosh says that it's davar tamua. How is it possible that the Avir is more chomer than the Azara itself? By the Azara itself, so you don't need him. You need a shir ishtach avoya, and the Avir Azara ki Azara dami, so you're chayiv miyad. Teis Rosh says it's impossible. Teis Rosh never goes back. He goes on dealing with the Gemara, but it's not clear from him how do we learn this Ma'alach of Rashi in the Gemara. What should be the shir? The Ritvado says that on the tzad that Avir Azara is not Kazara, so you're not Chayiv Miyad, like Teis Rosh said, because that's impossible. That the Avir should be more Chamer than the Azara itself. So says the Ritva, so therefore, on the tzad that Lo Yigmiri Shehiyah over here, because it's not basi shtach avoya, so you're putter entirely. There's no din bechlal. Meaning, even though there should be a din of bias mikdash, but bias mikdash is only chayav with the geder of shir shtach avoya, where it wasn't shayach the inyan of shir shtach avoya. So you're putter entirely. So it's a very, very interesting thing here. Meaning, b'pshuta we understand the din of shir shtach avoya is a kula, and instead of being chayav right away. But you could be chayiv when you're only chayiv b'shir kedei ishtach avoya. But that's correct. But that's only where, like by Malkus, where it wasn't said the whole inyan of the shir ishtach avoya. But by Karbon, where it was said the shir ishtach avoya. Because you're in a place where it's not shayich ishtach avoya, so then you can't be chayiv in less than ishtach avoya. And maybe you're not chayiv bechlal, because the geder, the whole geder of the chiyuv is a shir of kedei ishtach avoya. When you're not sheikh to kedei ishtach avoya, so you're patur lagamri. That's how the Ritva learns the Gemara over here. So the chiddush that we see over here, that the inyan of kedei ishtach avoya was said that that's the whole geder of the chiyuv. So we saw really two in this suffix of the Gemara and Rava, that do you need a shia which is bas ishtach avoya? We saw two in Choshev Inyanim in the Shir of Kedei Ishtach Havoya. First point we pointed out, we see that the Inyan of Kedei Ishtach Havoya is not just an amount of time, and it was hinted to in the words of Kedei Ishtach Havoya, but rather that the Chiv is really related to the Ishtach Havoya. And the second word we see in the Ritva is that also mitzad the Shir, that the whole Shir was mitla toli in the Kedei Ishtach Havoya, that's the gedder of the Chiv, and where it's not Shaykh Kedei Ishtach Havoya, so you're Patro Legamre. However, there is another gears in the Gemara, which the Rishonim say is impossible. But the gears in the Gemara was, do we say that Avira Zara Ka Zara Dami or Lai Ka Zara Dami? That the question of Rava's question by Tola Atzmei by Avira Zara, are you chayev for Shehi and the Avira Zara? But the question is, if Avira Zara Ka Zara or not, is it considered the Azara? You're only chayev for Bias Mikdash. It has to be called the Mikdash. If Avira Zara is Lav Ka Zara, so you're Pater. That was a gears in the Gemara. Taisus here says, the first Taisus on the Yomud says that cannot be correct. Taisus brings a rise that even for the din of Bias Mikdash, we see that Avira Zara is Kehazara. Mara says that a person, for a Mitzayra, putting his hands into, the Mitzayra stands outside, and he puts his hands into the Mikdash, he could be Chayiv. His hands are in the Avira Zara. We see that even the Gabi Bias Mikdash, we see that Avira Zara Kehazara. Taisa says also that if we would not say Avira Zara Kazara, then any time the Kohen takes the dam to the Mizbeach, it should be possible Yoitse. Because the dam went out of the Azara, it was in the Avir. So it should be possible Yoitse. So that's Taisa says that we cannot be Goyres, that Avira Zara Kazara. Rather, we have to use the Gersa, which we have in the Gemara already printed by us, is that do we say that you need a Shia, which is Basish Tachavoy. However, the Rambam says, brings down the subject of the Gemara, is do we say Avira Zara Ki Azara or not? So, what can we do? What do we do with Taisa's question? Taisa proves that even the Gabi Bias Mikdash, we say that Avira Zara is Ki Azara. So, the Achrayim, different drawing to answer the Rambam. The Yisrael Dvarim that they say is that Avada we know that Lagabi other dinim, like Taisa says, Lagabi Halochas Hadam, Avada we know that Avira Zara is for sure Ki Azara. Avada, that's true. The Nidin of the Gemara is a unique Nidin in Lagabi Bias Mikdash. And maybe Lagabi, Davka Lagabi Bias Mikdash, we won't say that Avira Zara is Kazar. So we'll see the explanation in a second, why that should be, why Bias Mikdash is different than everywhere else. But Teis already disproved that possibility. Teis brought the Gemara that a Mitzayru stands outside and sticks his hands inside, and that's already called Bias Mikdash. So Teis Arush, by us, is Manche Teis's Raya. He says there's no Raya from Mitzayra. He said there it could be that it's yet called like the Azara because the Mitzayra himself is standing on the floor. Even though his hands are in the air, and even though the Mitzayra is outside, but because the person is considered on the floor, so it's not called that he's in the Avir Azara. Any part of him that goes into the Azara is called going directly into the Azara. Now Shein Kane, when the whole person is in the air, so that's a question there, do we say that also Avir Azara Ke Azara or not? Rakapanim, that's the Rambam has to be mechalik between the Odavka over here. We say there's a question of do we say Avira Zara Kazara, but if I don't everywhere else we do pass in that Avira Zara Kazara. So why should Bias Mikdash be different? There are different drachim in the Achrayim. Let's say one, which is this Stipler says, which he based on the lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel by us. Rabbeinu Chananel says it's out the pater here is kevan deloy noga lav. That because you didn't touch the Azara, so you'll be Pater. So says the Tzaddik Ravada, we know that Avir Azara is Ke'azara. Avir Azara is tuffle to the Azara itself. But there's a Tzad of Bias Mikdash, it's not enough to have the Kedushas Azara. You need to have a Negiyah, a Biyah, in the physical Azara, in the physical structure of the Azara. The Avir, even though it has Dini Azara, but it's not the actual structure of the Azara. Here, there's a tzad that it's like a negiyas tumah, like you need to actually be connected to the guf of the azara. So therefore, that was a tzad say that you're patras. That was what the Gemara means. That do we say that avir azara is like the azara itself? It's kilu you touched the structure, or do we say no? That's not considered like you touched the actual azara. Here, you need negiyah and the azara mamish. Another point in the sugya is the suffix of Ravashi. Ravashi says nazir bekever mau. Does he also need shehiyah? So Rashi explains, Nazir Shinitma Ba'ines B'toich Beis HaKvaris. Do you mean the Nitma Mazar? That's the question. We have to be talking about a case when he became Tommy when he was in the Beis HaKvaris. So asks Rashi, why did L'Chari should become Tommy when he went into the Beis HaKvaris? So Avadi should be Chayiv. That's what Rashi is bothered by. The Rambam says that also by B'yas Mikdash. Person becomes Tommy as he walks into the Mikdash, when the Tumah and the Bir are Boyin Kiyachas, Avadi, you don't need a Shehiyah. So also this Nazir, L'Chari became Tommy as soon as he went into the Beis HaKvaris. So where's the suffix? Says Rashi that no, he found a way to get in.
He went in b'shita tevu migdol. Ubach averu paral aves mazeva sagak. So now you can tell me, once he's already in the Beis HaKvaros, does he need shehir or not? The Rambam also brings a suffix like this, that he went in b'shita tevu migdol, and that's why he wasn't tummy when he went in, and he only became tummy now. What's the reason? Because he's in his own oil. So that separates him from being tummy from the mace who's there. So the Mishnah Melech asks that the Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph Mitumas Meis Halacha Aleph paskins that oil zoruk lo yishmei oil. It's not matzil a person from a mace, from Tumas Meis. Person is in his own oil zoruk, so he still becomes tummy from the mace. So what could be the case over here? How come he's not tummy when he went in to the Beis HaKvaros? So the Mishnah Melech says that there's a difference between being mayo on the mace himself and being in the oil amis. That the Rambam paskens said oil zaruk lo yishmei oil, it's only when the person is mayo on the mace himself. But when he's in the oil amis, then we don't say oil, then oil zaruk is yeh considered an oil to be metayer. That's the aside of the Mishnah Melech. Even though both of them lochayra are parshas tumas mace, parshas oil al amis, but one is being on top of the mace mamish, within of tumah retzuta, and one is being in the oil amis. So we'll see in a second explanation. Just the Iker Chiluk Teretz of the Mishnah Melech, I didn't understand entirely that L'chayra, the Gemara is talking about in a kever, a Beis HaKvaros. L'chayra there, there's no oil, there's no tent on top of the mace. That's not, you don't go into the same tent as the mace is in. Just you're on top of the kever of the mace. So L'chayra, that's like being that's Tumah Ratzutza. That's Tumah from the mace mamish. So there L'chayra, if you the Chiluk of the Mishnah Melech, We should say that their oil zaruk doesn't work because it's tumah from the mace himself. So I don't know exactly how the Teretz doesn't entirely work into our Gemara. Like Rabbanan, that's the Yisrael, the Mishnah Melech says that oil zaruk lo yishmei oil is only legabe is only when it's a person that is on top of the mace. But when he's in the same oil as the mace, then an oil zaruk works. Shaila is, what's the pshat? Why should there be such a chiluk between being in an oil mace or being on top of the mace? So the stipler in Nozir, Simin Yudalit, has a very geshmaki yisoid to explain this Mishnah Melech, which is yisoid in the din of oil zaruk. Says the stipler that even if oil zaruk lo yishmei oil, but hab pshita that klapi itself avad is yekod an oil. Meaning, let's say a person and a mace are in an oil zaruk together at the same time. They're in a car. A person and a mace are both moving in a car at the same time. So even though we hold oil zaruk lo yishmei oil, but that's only klapi to be save you from something that's outside of the oil zaruk. But the oil itself is called an oil. Nothing is lacking in this oil mitzad atzmoi. Avad it has the chashivas of an oil. So therefore, tumah is on one side of the oil zaruk, and the tyre is on the other side of the oil zaruk. The avad of the tumah can be metamit. So says this tyre, for that reason, oil zaruk is considered an oil by the oil amis, to separate from the oil amis. If there's a mace in the house, and someone else is goes through this house in an oil zaruk, so he's tar. Why? Because my question by is he in the need in there is he in the same oil as the mace or not in the same oil as in the mace? If he's in his own oil, so he's not in the same oil as the mace. So any oil is considered an oil. Even oil zaruk is considered an oil. That defines him as being in a different oil. Maybe he's not considered in the oil of the mace. But tumah retzutza, the fact that you're in your own oil, doesn't mean that tumah retzutza can't go in. An oil amase has to be, you have to be in the same oil as the mace. So if you're in your own oil, then you're okay. But tumah retzutza can go into other oil then. It can go into an oil. Just an oil kavua is like as a fortress. Nothing can get inside the oil kavua. It's safety zone. It's entirely detached from the world, from anything else. It exists by itself, and it's unrelated to anything. So the tumah has no way to get in. An oil zaruk doesn't have that in. An oil zaruk, it doesn't entirely detach it from the rest of the world and that say that there's nothing here. So therefore, tumah retzutza can yeah go in to an oil zaruk. Just, but the din of oil ames, then you have to be in the same oil as the mace. Once you're in your own oil, you're no longer considered in the oil as the mace, and therefore You're your tar. That's what the stipler explains the aside of the Mishnah Melech. So just to point out, this has a very big nafkamina is lemaisa. This question of this din of the Mishnah Melech. First time the Shah of Arabs came up like 15, 20 years ago about airplanes that go over Beis HaKvaros. It's time that the airplanes, when they landed in Eretz Yisrael, before they landed, they went over Beis HaKvaros of Jews. So they brought up the problem that it's a problem, even though you're in a plane, which is an oil, but it's an oil zaruk. So it's an oil zaruk, and if the mace normally there's a problem there of tumra tzutza, mace there's no tefach tap with the mace to bury the mace straight into the with directly dirt on top of the mace. So a plane that flies over the mace has a problem of oil zaruk leish may oil, which is what the Rambam paskins, and therefore it's a problem for kohanim to go in such a plane. What is the solution is not for right now, but the problem is a problem. But there's another interesting nafkamina of this din of the Mishnah Lamelech is if tuma is what happens if the tummy goes through an oil zork. Let's say you have a tunnel. You come and you have a tunnel on the highway, and the hearse is driving through the tunnel. So there's tuma going through the tunnel. The tumma is going through in a knife and of oil zaruk. It's a good svara to say that there you're okay. A kohen is allowed to be in the tunnel at the same time, because the mace has its own oil. It has oil zaruk is considered an oil. The whole time that oil zaruk is leishmei oil is only when a tar is on top is going in an oil zaruk on top of a mace mamish. Tumra tutsa goes into an oil zaruk, but if an oil zaruk is considered in its own oil, the mace has its own oil. So I'm therefore no longer I the tar. And not considered being in the same oil as the mace. That l'chayra should be mutter. And this also could have another nafkamina from this is what's the din of bias mikdash? We're learning here sugars of bias mikdash. Can a tamei go into the mikdash in an oil zaruk? As it's famous, known that Moses Matafuri went into the makom of the mikdash in an oil zaruk, a big tumult at the time, whether he was allowed to do that or not. L'chayra we could hear a svar that it should be mutter, because what's the tamei is going in his own oil, so the tummy is going in his own oil. So there's no tumah. The mikdash, the kilo, there's no tumah going over to the mikdash because the tummy has his own oil. He's encapsulated in his own oil. So the tumah stayed with him. The tumah didn't go to the mikdash. So malkum to say that should be mutter. However, it's not so pashut in the mikdash, because in the mikdash the tummy is going in into the avir azara. The Avir Azara is also the Azara. When I'm walking into the Beis HaMikdash, the fact that I'm standing in a certain place in the Beis HaMikdash doesn't make that Makum Ois Beis HaMikdash. It's still called the Beis HaMikdash. I'm standing in this place of the Beis HaMikdash. So the whole Beis HaMikdash with all of its Avir is called the Beis HaMikdash. Also, if I walk in an oil, I didn't take out that thing that's in my oil. They didn't go outside of the Mikdash right now. That's still called the Mikdash. If there's Dam in that, in my oil, it's no Psul Yotze. It's still called in the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, if a person wants to go through in the Mikdash in an oil Zaruk, so it's true that Tum may not go to the rest of the Mikdash. But wherever he is, the place that he's going through, that Makom, in his oil, it's Tumay. So Lacharim Yitzah that, it's Pashut that it should be Yasser. Masha'in Kain, when the hearse is driving through the tunnel, and there's also Kayin there, so as long as we say that the mace is in its own oil, so that part is not in the same oil that the Kayin is in. The Kayin is in a different oil. It's true there is a tunnel that the hearse is found physically inside the tunnel. The mace is inside the tunnel. But once the place of the car itself, where the mace is in, is outside, is considered its own oil, so the rest of the oil, kilu, got smaller. And it doesn't include the place where the car is. The rest of the oil is smaller. So the kohen's the oil where the kohen is right now is a smaller oil, and the mace is in its own oil, so the kohen is okay. The din of the mikdash, about the whole makom of the Beis HaMikdash is always called the Beis HaMikdash. Even if you make your own tent in the Beis HaMikdash, it's still called the Beis HaMikdash. So that place where the tummy is going in inside of his oil zaruk is always going to be usher, because that place is full of tumah, and he's there. We learned here, you said in the Mishnah Lamelech, the din of oil zaruk, that oil zaruk is considered an oil, just doesn't work for tumra tzutza. And that the Sefer explained that for mitzar atzma it's an oil, and therefore it's not considered being in the oil ames. Because tumra tzutza can go into oil, and except an oil kavua, that's its own fortress, and that's entirely detached. He wanted to say nafkaminas from this. First, that it's also for a kohen to fly on top of a beis hakvaras, because there's tumura tzutza, and the plane is an oil zaruk. And another nafkamina that should be mutter is that if a mace goes through in an oil zaruk, so there's no problem for the kohen, because the mace is in its own oil, so the kohen who's in the house or who's in the tunnel does not become tummy from the mace that's in its own oil. But this shachar does not apply to Bias Mikdash. Another point here in this daf is the Gemara explains the Mishnah, Rava, Eksar she'amru afilu ekev b'tzad goydel, afilu kol ayayim kulay. That when you can walk out of the azara, you don't have to be in any hurry, as long as you're constantly being Isaac and going out, so there's no problem. That's how Rav explains the din of the Mishnah. So the Mikdash David in Kodshim Simin Lamed Ches, Simin about B.S. Mikdash, has a Chakira. He says, why is it when a person becomes tummy in the Azara and walks out right away that he's Potter? Is it Pshat that he's an Oynes? Okay. It's true you're not allowed to hang around in the Azara, but he's not loitering and lingering in the Azara. He's going out. So he's an Oynes. What could he have done? He's tummy by Oynes, and he left right away. Is that the Pshat that he's Potter? Or no? Or that the halacha was said you need dafka shehiya. You don't have to come on to a tainas oynes to patur the person. Even without a tainas oynes, the whole isser when you can come in the azara is because you were waiting in the azara. You were hanging out in the azara, lingering in the azara. If you're not lingering, so even though without a tainas oynes, as long as it's not called lingering, then there's no isser. The isser is dafka shehiya. Or no, the isser is to be in the azara bituma. Is this to be in the Azara Betumah, and the only thing that patters you is Tainas Aynes? Or no, the Isser is to be Shoya in the Azara Betumah. And as long as you go out, so it's not called a Shehiya. Those are the two tzadim of the Mikdash David. So Mikdash David says that we see from Aron Gemara, here this person was tummy and got tummy in the Azara, and it took him 10 hours to get out. He walked as slowly as possible to get out of the Azara, and the din is that he's Potter. And he says to Mikdash David, if the Isser is the himatsus, the existence of tumi in the azara, just you have a tainas oynes. So where's your tainas oynes? You could have gotten out much faster. Walk regularly, even if you don't say you have to run, but walk like a match. Why are you walking so slowly? So you have no tainas oynes. So it can't be that you have to come out to tainas oynes to patur the person, and there is really is just being in the azara. No, here we see there's no tainas oynes, and you're still a patur. Elamai t'mocha from here says the Mikdash David. That the iser, the whole iser is only when there's a shehiya. When you're lingering in the azara, that's why you're chayiv. So here, this is not called lingering. As long as you're being isik with getting out of the azara, then it's not called aimless and pointless being in the azara. No, you're in a good direction. You're in the direction of walking out. So then there's no problem. That's not called a shehiya. That's the story that Mikdash David points out from the Gemara, Dvar Mukhrach. Mikdash David goes a step further, though. Mikdash David says that Lufiza, on the tzad of the Gemara earlier, that b'mezid lo yigemiri shehiyah. The shehiya wasn't said b'mezid. Imkain, if you walk out, if you were metame, if you were nitma, and then they gave you asra, and then you walked out ekev b'tzad goydel, you should be chayiv. Because there, lo yigemiri shehiyah. So it's loy gemiri shehiya. So what's mean? By mezid on that side of the Gemara, the iser isn't the shehiya. Rather, the iser is just being in the azara, and you need a tainas oynes. So then, if you go at ekev b'tzad goydel, then you're going to be chayiv. That's the Mikdash David says. The pshuta is nishtazay. The pshuta, the need of the Gemara earlier was do you need shehiya by mezid? Was do you need the shehiya of kedei hishtachavoya? That was an additional kula that was said by Karbon, that it's, even though it's, you don't need a shia of 1 second, but you have more time. You have the time of shia kidei shtachavoya. But avada the isser is shehiya. It's like the Mikdash David proof in the Gemara by us, the isser is dafka shehiya. Without shehiya, there's no isser bichlal. So for sure, by mezid also that's the klal, that you need shehiya. The isser is shehiya. Just the unique shehiya that was said that the shir in shehiya that was said kadeish tachavayah, that wasn't said by mezid, But you need Amad, but it's the gedder of the Isra doesn't change. The whole parsha that was said, Tumim the Azara, Isra is only Ayadei Shehiyah. Therefore, also be amazed that if you walk Eken Besad Gaidu, you'll be Potter, because it's not called a Shehiyah Bechlal. That's the heart of the Israel, at least by Shehiyah, that's Mukh in the Gemara, that it's Isra Shehiyah. And Mikdash David held by Meiz, it's not that way. Luli Dvarov, it would seem that also by Meiz it could be that way. So it's a very interesting Nafka Mina from this Halacha L'maisa, from our Gemara. Kiyadua, a person is not supposed in the morning when he wakes up, a person is not supposed to walk Dalet Amis without a Tilas Adayin. You should keep a Negev Aser basin by your bed, and therefore you don't have to walk Dalet Amis without a Tilas Adayin. So Mishnah Bura, Mamish in the beginning of Mishnah Bura, Simon Aleph Sivkat and Beitz, says, now what happens if a person forgot one night, he wakes up in the morning and he doesn't have Negev Aser next to him? So he has two options right now. What should he do? Either he can run as fast as he can to go get water, to the sink to get water to wash his hands. That's option one. Or no. Or he should walk pachos midal adams. And he should never walk a one go dal adams. He should walk in small intervals of less than dal adams. So the Shabur brings that some Bali Nefesh walk less than Dalet Amis, but the Shari Tshuva says that Adiv Yoyser Sheyelchu B'Merutza Shloi Lahashiv Ruach Ra Yodav. It's better to go quickly because to have the Ruach Ra on your fingers for less amount of time. That's the Achra of the Mishnah Berurah, up here the Shari Tshuva, that it's better to go as quickly as possible to have, and the Tumah should be less. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. In the Sefer Pesach Advir, in the Bein of Simin Dalet, in Shulchan Aruch, brings a rai from our Gemara that's not true. We see in our Gemara that as long as you're being Isaac and getting out of the Azara, even Ekev B'Tzad Goydel, so there's no problem. There's no problem. It's not called a Shehiyah if you're in the right direction. We don't care how much time it takes you. The problem isn't a time issue. The problem is what's your plan? What are you doing right now? If you're being Isaac and getting out of the Azara, so you're okay. So also over there, if you're on your way, you're going to get water. Just... It's better halachically that to walk less than Dalet Amis. So you waited a second, but you're in the process of getting the water. So there's no problem. That's not called the Shehiyah. That's what he's saying. It's connected to Shari Tshuva. L'chayra yesh lotan to miyashi the Shari Tshuva that it's choluk. Like we mentioned the Chakir of the Mikdash David that by us if the Isra would be to be in the Azara, then there'd be no heter of Ekev Vitzad Goyda. Because you need to come out to a tainas einus, and there's no einus. Says the Mikdash David, it's mukach that Isra is dafka the Shehiyah. But the Gabi Netilas Yadayim, the problem isn't Shehiyah Netilas Yadayim, that you're doing being a bad boy, that you're waiting around when the Ruach Ra is on your hand. Just the point is, you shouldn't have Ruach Ra on your hand. It's a bad thing to have. You don't want to be in such a situation when there's Ruach Ra on your hands. It's not a good place to be. So as quickly as you can, get it off. Don't do other things. Don't waste time. There, the matzav is the problem. The whole situation, the whole existence of the Ruach Ra on your hands is a problem. Therefore, the Shari Tshuva decided that it's better to get it off as quickly as possible and to not walk less than Dalet Amis. But by us, that's what's Mukha in the Gemara, that the Isser is only Ayadei Shehiyah. That's what makes the Isser of lingering without going out of the Azara. So here, as long as you're in the right direction, so there's no problem. The last point I want to talk about today is the Gemara of Amud Beis, Chiddush of Rabbi Yeshaya, very serious to in the din of Rubik Kekulei. Rabbi Yeshaya says that Hanichas Labayis Haminuga Derech Achayrav Afilu Kulei Chut Michoit Meitar Chsev Abor Labayis Derech Bia Asratayra. That you need Dafka Derech Bia in order to be tummy when you walk into a Bayis Haminuga. If you're walking backwards, so you're tar. So he says in Cain, he has Shver on himself. In King Kulei Nami, you should be tar. So Nan Rava says, Kulei is loigorim mikilim shebabayis. Nechsev aloyed makol asher babayis. So that's, by it's true, you don't have the din of derech bia, when you go in be backwards. But when you're, all of you are, when you're entirely in the bayis haminuga, so you're talking from a different pasuk. Kol asher babayis. Even without a maisa bia. So there are two ways to be tummy. One is with a maisa bia. I mean, maisa bia means dafka, walking kiderech bia, forwards, not backwards.
And when you go in derech maisabia, your tamei, even when you go with even when roiv goes in, rube kekule. But that's because when you're going backwards, so there's no maisabia. But if you're entirely in the house, so then your tamei from the din of loyid makola shebabais. That's what comes out of the sukkah. Taisin asks the question. Taisin asks that even when you go in derech achayrov, so it's true that's not called a maisabia. But once we got to the end of the Gemara, we know that once all of you are in, if you walk in derech achayrov the whole way, you'll be tamei. Because kol asher babayitz. So now also we should say rubei kekulei. What? When you walk in forward, so you have the din of maisabia, so a maisabia is a rubei kekulei. But also in the din of kol asher babayitz, we should have the din of rubei kekulei. What happens if a kli? Like Gar Mikhailim Shababayas. What happens if you have a kli, which is right in the house, and me and not in the house? It's clear from Taisus that the kli is tummy. Why? Because Rubei Kekulei. If there's in a kol asher babayis, right where the kli is in the bayis, it's kilokulei babayis. So let's say the same thing by the person. The person walked in Derech HaChayrov, and he didn't have a din of Maisabiyah, but right of him is Mais inside of the house. So he should be tummy inside of the din of Rubei Kekulei. The fact Taisus, a kushya tzuma in the Gemara. Answers Taisus that really in as far that's correct. We should have the din of Rubei Kekulei. But Taisus, we see the Torah. Rav Yishai was medayik. We see the Torah gave a chiluk between derech bia and shleike derech bia. The Torah said davka haba, which means davka kederech bia and not backwards. Haray, if we're going to say that even by backwards a person is tamei because Rubei Kekulei, because roivim is in the house. So it comes out there's no nafkamina lemaisa between bederech bia and shleike bederech bia. Even Shalei B'derech B'i is Tami Kaz Rubei Kekulei. So, Kilu, there's a remnant in the Pasuk to say that when you go in backwards, there we don't say the din of Rubei Kekulei. By a person, if you didn't go in B'derech B'ya, we can't say Rubei Kekulei mitzad the Kol Asher B'Bayis. A Kli that's right in the house will be Tami. But a person that went in without a Derech B'ya, is if there's a culture that he doesn't have a din of Rubei Kekulei for the din of Kol Asher B'Bayis. Akoponim, it's Mavur and Taisvitz, that the din of Rubei Kekulei applies not only to Derech Bia, but also on the second way of Tumah of Abayas HaMenuga, which is called Asher Abayas. Also, then we say Rubei Kekulei, and by a Kli, it's pretty clear in Taisvitz, that a Kli which is Roiv in the Bias and Miyat outside of the Bias, will also be Tameh, but by a person that goes in Chalei B'Derech Bia, it's Xeris Akosa that he's Tor. However, Abchaim in Sefer, in Hilchos Tumah Saras, says no, answers Taisvitz's question in a different way. He says, when a person goes in derech panav, so that's already called a bia. The first, when his nose went in already, that's already called that he did a bia. Just, it's lacking a shear. It's not enough of a bia, because by going in with derech panav. So, when you do raiv, so we say now a raiv of a maisa bia is considered like kukula kukola maisa bia. So it's considered that you had a bia into the bayis haminuga. Says Reb Chaim, that's not a bia bichlal when you went in. So how can we say Rubei Kekulei? How can we Rubei Kekulei is when you did a rave of a maisa bia, that's kekol maisa bia. But derech achayrov, and that even the beginning is not even the beginning of a maisa bia. So how can we say that Rubei Kekulei? Reb Shach asks on Reb Chaim that he didn't answer the question. Reb Chaim said that by derech achayrov, it's when you have there's not shaykh Rubei Kekulei mitad the maisabia. But Taisus was dealing with a different point. Taisus was dealing with the point that forget the maisabia, it's true. Taisus knew there's no maisabia, but the tumah comes from the din of kol asher babayis. That if a clear an object which is entirely in the house is tummy, so lachayr also if ravid in the house is tummy. If ravid in the house is tummy, so then also that we should say Rubei Kekulei. Why does Rubei Kekulei only need davka maisabia? It seems that by Reb Chaim that was pashut that that's not true. Reb Chaim was pashut that the inyan of Rubei Kekulei is only shaykh on a maisa. When you have to shech roiv simonim of the behema, you have to shech the kanin of eshet, you have to shech the whole simon and Rubei Kekulei. So you did a maisa of roiv, that's considered like a maisa bekulei. Here it is an inyan of a bia to the bayis hametzera. A maisa bia of roiv is like a maisa bia bekulei. Masha'inkin, where the kli is. The kli is roiv in the house and miyad out of the house. There's no din of Rubei Kekulei. It's not that the roiv defines the whole thing, where roiv is the whole thing is no. Part of it is in, part of it is out. If you need to be in the house, it seems to be pashut by Reb Chaim, you need to be the whole thing in the house.
But Taisa held Minasar not that way. Taisa held that even on where the thing is, it's also Shaykh Rabbi Kakule. And Rashach really points out that it's also Mefurish in the Rambam, that by a Kli also, a Kli that's right in the house and mute out of the house is Tomei. So you see that also on the definition of where the object is, on Kol HaShar Babayis, also now we say Rubik Kakule. So in Kain Hadra Kush LaDuchte, Tay's question is Shver again. So why also when a person goes in Derech HaChayrav, we also should say Rubik Kakule. Elma, we have to say the Teretz of Taisis, that there's a Kilo Gzeir Sakosim, that not. Rav Shach wants to answer the Tay's question in another Mahalach, another Derech. Shach says the following, that in the end of Rubik Kakule, there's a famous Chakira. What's the Indian of Rubik Kakule? Is it Pshat in Rubik Kakule that the Roiv is greater than mute? Moshe, let's talk about Simonim and by Shechita. When a person shechs Roiv of the Simon, Kilu he shechted the whole Simon. Maisa physically only shechted the Roiv. But that is then Kilu the whole Simon was shechut. That's one way to understand Rubik Kakule. That the Roiv is greater than mute. Another way to say is no, the Roiv is not greater than mute. That the meat is nigger acharayv. That's not the pshat in Rubik Kakule. The pshat in Rubik Kakule is that the it's enough that was done to the raiv. The raiv is even though it's not greater than meat, because the raiv is the ikker and that's the davar achashav of it. So if something happened to the raiv, so that's enough. That's beseder. It's enough that it was done to the raiv, even though that never happened to the meat. Is raiv enough? Because the raiv is the ikker and that's the chashuv part, that's enough, or no, or the whole mute is nigger achar the raiv. So says Rav Shach, both of them are true. Theoretically, both of them could be true, that the mute could be nigger achar the raiv, or the no, or it's enough with the raiv. He says it's tali. By kalim, by a kli that's raiv in the bias and a mute outside of the bias. So we could say that listen, if raiv is in the bias, so the mute that's out of the bias is nigger achar the raiv. And it's kilu the whole kli is in the bais. We need really the whole thing to be inside. But when raiv is there, so we look at the whole thing as being there. The meat is also nigger achar the raiv. That we can say by a kli. But as Rashach, by a person we can't say that. By a person he's choshev. We can't say that the meat of the person is nigger achar the raiv. No, the meat has an independent chashivus. By a kli, there's no independent chashivus to the meat a kli. Chashivus is the kli sikka kli. So if raiv of the kli is in the bais, so that's in the goyer also the meat with the kli. But we can't say that a meat of the person is nigger after rave of the person. So therefore, by a person, that's the answer to Taisa's question. By a person, we don't say in the din of kol asher babayis that the meat is nigger after the rave. Aye, but there's the din of maisa biya. We do say rubik akule by a person. Shach said, no, that works on the other din of rubik akule. The other aspect of rubik akule is that even without the meat being nigger after the rave, it's enough with the rave. It's enough to do a maisa biya berubay to be considered a maisa biya in the whole person. But not that there you don't have the meat, by a person, not that the meat is nigger after the raiv, that ki'ilu also the meat went inside. No, the meat never ki'ilu went inside. But if raiv of the person did a maisa biya of going inside, that could define a maisa biya in the whole thing. It's enough with the biya of raiv to be considered a biya of the person. But by a person, we never say the meat is nigger after the raiv. So when there's it works with a maisa biya, so that I could say that a maisa that's done to the raiv is enough. That's considered a biya. But when going with the din of kol asher babayis, there I'm looking without the maisa, just the existence, the actuality that the thing is in the house. So there I need to say that what's outside is kilu is in. It has to be nigger after the raiv. Only by a kli I'm able to say that. But by a person I'm not able to say it. So that's summarizing what we learned in this din of Rubik Akulay and these two and this din of Bayis Haminuga. Rabbi Shai told us that by Bayis Haminuga their Derech HaChayrav is not called the Maisa Biya. But yet when Kulay is Kulay Bifnim, when you went in Derech HaChayrav, when you went in Kulay, it's your tummy inside the din of Kol Asher Babayis. And that's a different parasha. Kol Asher Babayis, everything is inside the house. Ask Taisis that even on that din we should say the din of Rubik Akulay. Like by Kli also, if right with the Kli is in the house, we would say Rubik Akulay. And Taisus hold that in Lomdus that's true, but Bakorcha the Potskos in Mayit, because if we'll say that also there we say Rubik Akulay, and we don't need that, then why does the Torah say Dafka Haba of Derech Bia? Even when you walk in backwards, there's a din of Rubik Akulay, because the din of Kol Asher Babayis. That was the opinion of Taisus. Reb Chaim explains, to answer Taisus' question, only when you go in Derech Panov, so it's called the Maisa Bia, the Nixos, then we could say that when you have Roy, then Rubik Akulay. But Derech Akulay is not a Bia Bichlal. So therefore, we can't say Rubik Kekulay. Rav Shach said that's all good mitzad the Maisa Biya, But what about the din of Kol Asher Babayitz? So he said that it seems that Reb Chaim holds that the whole din of Rubi Kekula is only on Maisim, not on defining the place of a person or an object. And Reb Shach S said in the Rambam, Mefurish Nishta, say that even by a Kli, we say Rubi Kekula. And that Reb Shach says, and no, that to answer up the Taz's question, Shach wants to say that there are two dinim of Rubi Kekula. The meat is Nigarach or the Roiv, or that it's enough with the Roiv. And by a Kli, we could say that it's Nigarach or the Roiv. By a person, we can never say it's Nigarach or the Roiv. Just by a person, there's a din. When he did a Maisadiya, so then a Maisadiya Beruba is considered a Maisadiya Bekula. That only works when Maisadiya, Kederach Bia, and not Derach HaChayrav. Adkan.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.